What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Javier. Okay, I just got done working out and fired up to do a couple episodes, maybe two or three. If you hear in the background kids yelling and stuff, it's because my kids are getting ready for bed. And usually that's just kind of how things go. And so you might be wondering, like, why are you recording a podcast before they go to bed? Well, sometimes that's just how things work out. You have a pocket, an opportunity to do something, and you take it. So anyways, I want to talk about today on what marketing is and what marketing isn't. So you're probably asking yourself, how to successfully grow a facility management company in today's digital age while still remaining profitable? You know that marketing should probably be in the mix, but you may not know the best approach, the newest strategies, or which digital platforms market on. So how do you use marketing to grow your FM business today? That is a question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Javier Lozano Jr., and welcome to the Facility Management Marketing Podcast.
Okay, and so I know a lot of times, I feel like a lot of CEOs and executives look at marketing as a cost center, and it truly is not. That might be your experience, but that does not mean that's what it is. You know, so you need to be looking at marketing as not about selling, okay, but you need to be looking at marketing about building relationships. Now, I know that the goal with anything that you do is to make a sale. I get that. Like, of all people, I understand that. Like, if you don't know my background, I came through sales into marketing. So at one point, I was working for a SaaS company. I was their top salesperson and was doing very, very well. Decided to start my own company. And at one point, was creating a system that was closing at 90%, you know, and it was flawless, if you will. And so of all people, I understand that you just need to make some money. You need to sell. You never say no to money, right? And I get that the goal of marketing should be to make money. But I am going to also preface this is that your marketing should be really focused on building relationships. Because when you build relationships, you're going to start selling more. And I've got plenty of examples and results, you know, with that. But today's consumers, they're looking for authenticity. They're looking for transparency, and they're looking for a genuine connection with brands. And so, I mean, think about this, and this is real. Okay. Like right now I'm recording this and this is the end of August. And so you might be listening to this and it'll probably be like October, maybe November. I have no idea, but it'll be down the road. At the moment, you know, right now, like, and I'm not going to get political here, but right now, like Bud Light, for instance, is struggling for their brand appearance because of what they did a few months ago. And I don't know the exact story. I didn't read everything about it. I probably should have, to be quite honest, but I didn't. And so, you know, with that said, what I want to kind of share here is that, like, you know, we acquired a company called Rappify several months ago, and Bud Light approached them to do some OOH, out-of-home advertising. And the OOH stuff is just basically where you put marketing stuff, marketing collateral, on outside-of-home objects, billboards, buses, bus stops, also vehicles on cars. And so Rappify focuses on putting basically marketing material on the doors of cars, and there's campaigns, and they'll start doing what's called a swarm. They'll swarm a city, or they'll swarm a location, and they'll try to promote certain, you know, products that, you know, a brand might come up to them. And Bud Light is one of those companies that has approached them. And obviously they said, yes, we'll, you know, we'll help you. But the struggle is the brand, Bud Light, is struggling because now they're having a hard time getting drivers to put the Bud Light symbol or whatever the promotion is on the doors, because people are afraid that the car's going to get vandalized. And so this is where I'm getting to, is that your ultimate goal should be building relationships so that your consumers can basically see you as being an authentic brand, a transparent brand, a genuine brand, where they have a connection with your brand. And really, if you think about this, for the past few decades, Bud Light has done a very, very good job doing that up until just a few months ago. And that's sad. You know, like, I'm not saying that, you know, model all their other marketing efforts, but what I'm implying is that that's an example of people connecting to brands and then be like, oh, I'm not connected to you anymore. I'm no longer buying your brand. And then sales plummet. So where I'm getting to is that I want everyone to understand that, yes, I get that you're trying to sell more. We all want to sell more. Like, yes, we don't want marketing to be a cost center. I understand that. Like, that doesn't need to be explained to me. But what has to be understood is that, more importantly, marketing should be building relationships so that it becomes easier to sell. And so every facility company, every property management company should be modeling a relationship building type of marketing approach and not just shoving sales down people's throats. Okay. Again, I understand, like, your goal is to make revenue. I get it. But there's ways on how you can do this ethically. There's ways on how you can do this, like, with a touch of class. And, you know, a great example is, right now, we're running some campaigns on Facebook. We're doing the majority of our advertising. And this particular campaign was not performing very well. And so we turned it off at the beginning of August. And so we had it running for, 4 to 6 weeks maybe, before we're like, fuck this, we need to turn this off because this is not giving us the type of leads that we need or want. So we turned it off because it was basically a waste of money. Like, we kept dumping more money into it, hoping that it would turn around because it needed more money. And it wasn't the issue. And so we turned it off. Fast forward to today. And this campaign has been off for nearly 4 weeks now, has produced the second most revenue of the campaigns that are active right now. Or when I say not revenue, but projected revenue. And so this is like legit, like, what's happening is that these people came in as a lead in June, July, and they finally converted to becoming a customer in August. Well, how did that happen, Javier? Pretty simple. So what happened is that they basically looked at one of our ads. That was the ad that they didn't, that they converted on, that wasn't performing well for us, but they ended up converting on it. And like, oh, this is interesting. They click on the thing and then they become a lead, right? And in that process, they get a series of emails from our sales team and a series of phone calls and text messages from our sales team. These text messages, these emails, these phone calls are all driving, you know, not just awareness, but like, hey, what, you know, what kind of questions do you have? Do you need to know more about vehicle wraps? You know, what kind of vehicle do you have? What do you want to wrap? Like, that sort of stuff. Like, we have a lot of this information, but, you know, we're still, you know, prying for stuff. In addition, they're also getting, when they become a new lead, they're getting what we call as like our bridge email. And these bridge emails are just emails that just kind of lets them know a little bit more about our company, about WrapMate. And it's like, you know, why we use 3M as our vinyl. And they're very vanilla. Like, and then like, what's the other one? Where are we located and how are we able to cover the entire country? Why getting your exact price is so important. And like a few other things, there's like 5 or 6 emails and it goes out, you know, over the course of like about a week or so, I forget. And then after that, they get dripped into our weekly emails. And these weekly emails essentially are once a week, every Saturday. And it's a vanilla email. Sometimes it's education. Sometimes it's like, hey, check out these new wraps that we just did. Sometimes it's like, hey, we can work within your budget. Sometimes it's a customer story, and then sometimes it's a sale. You notice how, like I said, I started off with education, customer story, like check out some of the cool wraps that we've done. And then like the last one is a sale. We did this on purpose where we're selling, you know, 2 times, like hard sale, 2 times in a 12-week span. And then everything else is education vanilla, but it drives people to the website and different pages or to a blog or something like that. What I'm trying to, you know, give you an example is that that's all building relationships. So in that span of these leads that came in June and July, they ended up becoming customers in August from this campaign that we turned off. And now it's the second most profitable campaign in our current month right now for August. Second most profitable, okay? And it's insane. Like, that tells me a few things. It tells me that not everyone that is becoming a lead in the same month is buying within a week, 2 weeks, 30 days, maybe 25%, maybe 30%, maybe 50%, but not all of them. So then that also tells me that we need to build a relationship with our list. And then that also tells me this next piece is that if we have some strong, like some heavy goals that we are trying to achieve the next quarter or the following quarter, we need to invest 2 to 3 months worth of, like, you know, dollars going into our ads to not just build a pipeline, but build a relationship with our contacts. Because we know that we're going to make sales, you know, instantaneously, but we also know that we're going to get the benefits of them interacting with our emails, the benefits of them interacting with our text messages, the benefits of them interacting with our other ads as well, too, because this happens all the time. They'll opt into one ad and then they'll probably opt into another ad, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks down the road. And then they'll interact with an email and then they'll text message one of the AEs. And so this is all relationship building. And in this entire process, they're figuring us out. They're like, oh, these guys are legit. They're like a real company. And this is what you need to approach for your facility and property company, is that you need to understand that, yes, we are trying to sell. Yes, we're trying to increase our bottom line. Yes, we're trying to make more money. Of course, we all get that. But there's something to be said about building relationships, being transparent, being authentic, being a genuine brand with your people. And when you do that, you set yourself apart from the competition, hand over fist. There is no way of you being compared with everybody else because of your brand. And like, I, for instance, am an Apple user. I've been using Apple for 15 years. That's all I use. That's all we have in this house. We have MacBook Pros. My wife has a MacBook Air. I've got an iPhone. She's got an iPhone. We've got tablets. They're all iPads. We got three of them, one for each of the kids, and then another one that I no longer use, but we just kind of use periodically. I have the AirPods. I have the mouse, the keyboard. They're all Apple products. Everything is Apple. Do you know why? And it's not because, like, well, it's because you bought into the ecosystem. Yes, I did buy into the ecosystem, but what bought me into the ecosystem was the brand, was the authenticity of the brand, was the transparency of the brand, was the genuine connection that I needed back in my 20s when I saw Apple, what they were doing. I'm like, I'm in. And now my company that I work for now only use Apple products. So understand that people are looking at this all the time. And so really your goal is to build relationships. And really, like, any good salesperson understands that. Any good salesperson gets that the goal is to build relationships so that when that opportunity does come up, it's going to open up a sale opportunity. And that's happened to me before. Even when I was working in the facility industry, it's happened to me multiple times. It's happened to me where I would, you know, ask people to join my podcast at the time that I had launched, and they were listening to the podcast, and then it opened up an opportunity to say, hey, if you need any coverage for HVAC in these regions, let me know. That never would have happened if they weren't guests on my podcast, okay? That also led to me also getting some business from an Inc. 5000 company a few months after I left CMI Mechanical, and or not left, but after I was let go from CMI Mechanical, and basically started a conversation to where I started doing contract work for them, doing SEO, and did that for like over 18 months, and really took them out of like, where they weren't doing very well to where they're ranked number one in a lot of keywords. But again, like, it was the relationship that I built, and it all stemmed from inviting him to a podcast. Okay, so that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to create relationships. So marketing isn't just selling. It's about building relationships. And if you can do that in different ways in how you touch people, from social media to podcasts to emails to your website, to running ads, to conferences and trade shows, to direct mail, to phone calls or text messages. Like, you see what I'm trying to say? if you can do that with all these things, that changes the game for you. So just understand that you have to make sure that you're not just focused on like, well, we got to make sure this makes money for us. This makes money for us. Yeah, no shit. Like, we all want this thing to work. But really what we want is we want to build that relationship so they build something in their head. They tell themselves a story and be like, these guys get me. And I'm going to contact them whenever I'm ready. All right. So if you found this podcast helpful and useful, I ask three things at the end of my podcast every single time. Number one, please give us a 5-star review on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Greatly appreciate it if you can do that. Number two, connect with me on LinkedIn. I know that our podcast has been growing because I connect with you. But if you are new to this podcast because someone introduced you to this, or you were, you know, just basically kind of stumbled upon it because you were doing some searches on, you know, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then send me a connection request. Let me know what podcast episodes you really enjoyed and what you're enjoying. And then also, last thing, number three, is please share this podcast with somebody else. That's like the biggest compliment that you could ever give me, is sharing this podcast. I don't spend a dime on marketing this podcast whatsoever. It has literally been 100% word of mouth. It's been me doing outreach to a bunch of people in the facility and property management industry to the point where it has now grown to where it is right now. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, it's probably, I don't know, middle to end of October, maybe even beginning of November. And quite frankly, like, we've probably exploded past 5,000 downloads. We're now hovering in the brinks of like hitting 200 episodes. Like, we're doing some amazing things with this podcast, and it's because of your support. This would not have ever happened if it wasn't for your support. And so I just continue to ask you to please help grow this podcast by sharing it with somebody else. And quite frankly, like, let me know if there's something that you want me to kind of cover, because I'm not out of ideas, don't worry. But it's always nice to produce good content that people want to learn more about. All right, so thanks a lot. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking a listen to our Facility Management Marketing Podcast Secrets. This is your host, Javier Lozano Jr. One other ask I've got for you guys is to subscribe to our email list. You can go to bouldermediasolutions.com/email. And that way you can get updates on some marketing trends that I'm seeing, some strategies that I'm executing. And more importantly, I'll be actually launching some webinars and training that's going to help your company use marketing strategies to essentially grow your business. We'll be doing some training, offering some courses, that sort of stuff. So you can always unsubscribe to that email list. It's no big deal. It's not going to hurt my feelings. This is more for facility management companies that want to grow their business by using marketing. All right, guys, thanks a lot and have a great one.